Yeah. A brand new riding through my old hood. Make it look so good. Know they might be hating, but them pros would.
You were trying to smell your fart. I would have farted before the recording.
Cool dude. Cool too. Bunch of cool dudes. It's a cool you.
Yes. Episode 5. CUNY Radio. I am your favorite Uncle Corey Matthews, representing Cool University. And I'm here with my guy.
It's your boy, it's always your boy, it's Holly.
It's always your boy.
It's always. Welcome back, everybody. We here, we in this motherfucker, man.
If you don't know, this is the podcast where we talk a little bit. Rap a little bit.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit more.
Okay.
We rap some more.
Woo.
And then we end it with Shameless. Hollywood, what's going on, man?
Yo, man, it's a new day.
Ain't it?
It's a new day for the number one music podcast in the world right now.
Say it loud.
I'm black and I'm proud.
And we're the number one podcast.
Yeah, man, how about yourself?
All right, man, you know, new time.
Yeah.
New goals.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing short of that.
Nothing short of that.
Nothing short of that. What's going on, everybody? We glad to be back with you, man. It's been a little while, but we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take some time to explore music the way only me and Hollywood could do.
Damn right. Professionals right here.
You know. So you know what we do.
Extraordinaires.
We have this cup, right? Mm-hmm. We call it the MK3 Imagery Cup. Dope sponsor. Love the guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Takes
great pictures. But we have some questions.
Okay.
They come from around the world,
mm-hmm.
even around the corner.
Straight to the studio.
Live from the glorious Red Room.
Yeah.
In our hearts.
Always in our hearts.
Always in our hearts, baby. A lot of magic. A lot of magic there.
All right.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go into this cup and we're going to grab our first question for the day.
Let's do it.
Who's picking exactly?
You can pick.
I'm picking.
Yeah.
All right.
Ladies first.
Ooh. Low blow.
I had to. Do it.
Shit talking.
It was there.
All right. We got our first question from the MK3 Imagery Cup here on episode 5 of CUNY Radio. You ready to set it off?
I'm ready.
Okay. First question is,
mm-hmm.
MC that made a great first impression.
That's a lot. That could be a lot.
Could be anybody.
I mean, because especially people like us, we're fans of a lot of motherfucking people. So those people obviously made a first impression on you. But
like serious.
Yeah. In this case, we're talking about who woke that ass up, like, oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga's real.
Who might have changed your day after you heard music from this person?
Okay.
What you got?
Okay. I mean, I have a lot of favorite rappers. I have a whole list of favorite rappers. This guy, I guess, this person that I have in mind he's not in my top 10, but first impression wise, definitely hit me strong, especially because it was at an age where we were really getting into
running around.
Yeah, we were running around. We needed those jams, you know, for the whip. We needed somebody who spit them bars. We needed somebody who came hard every single fucking time.
Trip.
And this person for me comes out of Southside Jamaica, Queens, nigga. You heard me? I gotta give it to Mr. Lloyd Banks. I give it to Lloyd Banks because, again, at a time where we were out and about, we were growing up, we were understanding things a little more, especially from different perspectives of life.
And he's on my list of top-notch bragger rappers too.
Yeah, and I like bragger rap.
It's definitely high on my list of top-notch bragger rappers.
Yeah, yeah, I'm definitely a fan of bragger rap. Lloyd Banks, he debuted with 50 Cent, of course, and G-Unit Gang on the Beg for Mercy album. Was it Beg for Mercy that he came out first? I mean, of course, it was a little underground. You know, they did their little freestyles at the radio stations and stuff like that. And they had, like, little mixtapes and stuff like that. But I think his first, like, I believe his first mainstream debut was in Beg for Mercy in 2003.
Which was a dope time anyway. 50 had shit on Smiz Nash.
Yeah, he did.
Nobody can. That's a whole nother story.
Yeah, we have to do a whole other
episode on Batman.
Yeah. I mean, but Lloyd Banks had some of... The thing I loved about him was he was such a punchline rapper.
Yeah. He was young like us, too, which was, super dope. He
was like a year or two
older. Yeah, you know what I mean? So it felt like... We were speaking, you know what I'm saying? Our time was speaking.
Yeah, Lloyd. Exactly. And I think that's why he stood out to me so much, and I had to choose him for this particular question because he's only like 2 or 3 years older than us. And like you say, he spoke for us.
I love that answer. Okay, yeah. I guess is it my turn now?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Kind of bridges off of your point where we spoke about young, growing up, moving out there.
Uh-huh.
Dude to me, shocked my ears, made that a first impression to me.
I want
to
hear this.
I put the heat into your soft spot, wave me and make you Adidas do the short stop. Here it goes. You don't want it with me, B. Big Velly.
Yeah.
Big Velly.
Yeah. Nice.
The way.
Yeah, yeah.
The real way.
The real way.
The original way.
The original way.
There's no way, kids. There's no way. Before Big Velly.
Yeah, yeah.
No way.
No. You're a little baby.
Yeah, Money Depp's voice get nope. Nope. That's where that would have came in. Of course, came in with Jimmy.
Yeah.
You know, part of the set.
Yeah.
Love the set.
Another hour.
Another episode, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They deserve their own. Yeah. Their own
another,
time.
Another hour on Smash.
But the thing that was crazy to me, it was like the biggest persona. In the world came from Max B. To me, he reminds me of the Ric Flair of rap at the time.
Yeah.
I'm talking hellish.
Yeah.
Hot, high on my shit talker, bragger rapper list.
Yeah, definitely. He was a killer too.
And what's even amazing is after his time now, he still like has this following that's like,
yeah,
we're waiting.
Yeah.
We're waiting. Bigger Valley, look, man. We love you, man. We was doing a lot of things at the time when your music came out.
A lot
of things. Remember, driving back.
And we
played that from Virginia all the way to Maryland. Like, your two songs on the Jimmy album.
Yeah.
It was all you, son.
Yeah.
We loved you.
Yeah. Shout out to Max B.
Shout out to Bigger Valley, baby. You know what I mean? So... That's the first question from this here MK3 Imagery Cup. When we get back, we're going to give you some bars.
Ooh, let's do this.
All right, episode 5, Tune Ready Up.
You may not always like what they have to say, and you may not always agree with how they say it.
And you know what? Whoever's with you and on your team, take them, whether they're white, Spanish, Irish, Indian, and other types of cultures of women that I would fuck.
But one thing's for sure.
This is going to sound so fucking bad.
They don't give a shit how you feel about it.
No. Let's get back to the cuntiness.
This is Sorry, I'm Not Sorry. This is a podcast about the unapologetic opinion of two longtime friends, starring Depp.
I started coming up with a list of motherfuckers who are banned from Wakanda.
And Holly.
Well, I like a movie about a black dude killing a bunch of white people. That interests me.
This is the Sorry I'm Not Sorry podcast. Find them on the iTunes podcast app, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, or wherever the hell you find your podcasts. And now, back to the show to get these bars.
All right, we back with the world famous.
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors.
All righty.
All right, ready? Here we go. Mm-hmm.
Rock, paper, scissors, says shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Rock, paper, scissors, says shoot.
Brass clout.
All right, that's me. I'm up first, baby. Let's do this.
All right, let's go.
Bear with me, y'all.
Hey, okay. It's the mind.
Service at the Ritz, they meet my accommodations. Told me I should work less and come play more, but I pay it forward. Cause I don't take advice from no nigga if he don't pay a mortgage. What they gonna take from me? Got nothing to lose and ain't lost yet. Four steps, let shorty choose and she never choose what costs less. Big boobs and raw sex, no strings attached, that's cordless. She ride face and I'm force fed. What you thought, nigga? Straight headshots leave you thoughtless. It's yeah. Holly.
I hope you demonstrating over proclamating. Nobody wants to hear you wasn't concentrating. Money over bitches, that's what Pac was saying.
Word.
Now do less talking and more observation. Know some dudes rocking dirty Vans on like 30 Zans. Pop left him up to 30 bands, now he trying to expand. Nah, I can't help you with no drugs, but I got some friends that take that 30 grand and make it 60 before you count to 10. I hope you entertain. See if not, I wasn't talking to you. Listen boy, I'm about my math, Stephen Hawking to you. Everything I tell you is the truth, and that's a fucking lie. And that's the motherfucking truth I provide. See, depend on yourself, that way you never worry. Keep your cash in your clothes, in case you in a hurry. Jury colors, Ben and Jerry, whip game McFlurry. Looking for the memories of now, for I'm buried. CUNY Radio.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was fun.
That was fun.
Uncle Ted, on that one.
Shout out to Uncle Ted. Hey, it's the mind, it's the mind, it's the mind.
Well, you know, this is the podcast where we talk a little bit.
Yep.
Rap a little bit.
Okay.
Talk a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
We rap some more.
Word.
And then you know where we end it, but we ain't even talking about it. Episode 5, man. So, we back. And we have this cup.
Yeah.
You know what it is. Okay. MK3 Imagery Cup.
Okay.
And we're going to pick question number 2.
Two. All right.
Of today, and I believe I picked the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on you, my guy.
All right. MK3 cup. Let's see. Digging in there. That's what she said. Okay. This is a good one. Name your motivational MC. MC who has motivated you to do, you know, anything. Hold on, let me read it. Motivation motivated you to do anything. Rap, hype, stab somebody, you know, things of that nature, et cetera.
Well, look, I have to mention a name.
Maybe somebody who's changed your life, who made you think differently, on a different plateau. Sure.
I can tell you who charges, who gets me charged to make something happen.
That's motivation.
And I've got to go with a guy from the West Coast.
Okay.
First came into my life. Bullets ain't got no names.
Oh.
He came to us about 2006 or 7. We're at a party. You know, we get a magic CD.
It was that long ago?
Yeah, we get a magic CD. And we're driving. And we got somebody else's CD. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but we definitely flicked it out the window. We were like flicking CDs out. Put it in, listen to three songs. And we got to this last CD. That guy just happens to be Nip Hussle.
Yeah, yeah.
All these years later, like, as soon as he starts talking, see, I put him in my kind of Jeezy-like category.
Okay, okay, yeah, I see that.
Where it's like, get up off your tail and do something.
Because
you know, over here at CUNY Radio, we do this thing called midlife crisis rap.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Like, every verse that we write here, it's like from a, think about a 40-year-old man, but we're not even 40, but it's like from the vibe frame.
Yeah, yeah.
Of that. And to me, it speaks, Nipsey speaks of like an older man, like an old man.
Yeah.
But young in these streets. Nip Hussle, I have to go with as the motivational MC that comes to me. And I said that his album was album of the year 2019. I don't know what y'all think, but to me, that was my album of the year.
So what does he motivate you to? How does he motivate you? Does he make you want to be a better rapper? Does he just get you hyped? Does he make you think?
You know, this is the thing, like, as a Long Islander, he almost makes me just think about it, a day of mine, like a good day, you know? For some reason, Nip Hussle just makes me think of a good day, you know what I'm saying? And how to navigate that, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And to me, super dope on a lyrical side, you know what I mean? Now, there are other records that, like, make me run, but as an MC in total, as soon as I hear the voice in the puzzle, it's always like, get up. I could be sleeping, moving, move, run.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got to shout out Nip Hussle, man. Your neighborhood Nip.
That's what's up.
All right, what about you, bro, Hamlet?
Mine is completely on the other side.
Oh, we're on the other side.
Yeah, yeah, completely on the other side. When I say completely, I mean like it's total.
Okay.
Definitely a total opposite of Nip Hussle.
Okay.
Definitely has some kind of West Coast ties. But definitely a motivation. Again, when we talk about motivation, for anybody who wants to answer this same question at home to themselves, because I know people like to talk to the podcast when they're listening to it. So
I know some of y'all screaming at your system right now.
Definitely.
We be seeing y'all. Yeah. Every time you're running into somebody, it's, yo, sir, I was thinking about such and such.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to
the listeners. We love y'all, definitely. We cherish y'all.
All right, let's have it. And who do we have?
Inspirational, who has always been an inspiration to me in all types of different emotions and feelings and things like that. Way on the opposite side, comes from a little city called Detroit. Very mainstream superstar.
Oh.
Yeah.
You going there?
Yeah.
There where you going?
Uh-huh.
Like right now?
Right now. Definitely Eminem.
All right.
Definitely
Detroit,
Eminem.
Detroit.
Yeah.
Nice city, by the way.
Yeah. 8 Mile.
Really nice city, by the way.
Straight from the 8 Mile. Eminem is, when we talk about midlife crisis rap right now, he is the epitome of midlife crisis rap right now. Literally the epitome. And I feel like I'm definitely, like you said, we're spitting midlife crisis raps right now.
Absolutely.
Now we're not even as old. Eminem is almost 50 right now. Pushing 50.
Okay.
He still looks like a 20, you know, at least a 28, maybe 30, between 30, 28, and 32 right now. A little bit.
And,
you know, white people age. White people usually age bad. Eminem, I think it's because he makes black music that he's, you know, he hasn't earned his nigga card, but he's almost close. He's close. Maybe around his boy. Maybe around D12 they give him a nigga card. but Midlife Crisis Raps, definitely inspired by him. Emotions, you know, feelings, you know, motivation to rap, motivation to make, to be creative with music. Because, you know, Eminem has all types of different music. He's funny, he's serious, he's in between, he's bars, he's battle rap.
Which is also special, an MC that can do whatever he feels like doing.
And that's motivated me a lot, especially musically. I've tried to put a lot of, try to blend a lot of my personalities into one verse at a time, a lot of times. And Eminem's definitely one of those who really brought that out to me.
I tell you this, man, that was question number 2.
Yep.
Of the MK3 Imagery Cup.
Definitely.
Episode 5.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, we're gonna give you bars.
Bars, 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 bars. Ooh.
Yeah, I want to get in shapes, save a little bit more money, maybe go on a few dates. While some are making promises, others are on a chase. See, they just want to win whatever it takes. The 2019 New Year's Collection. Only at QueenUniversity.com. Back with the world famous rock, paper, scissors.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Rock, paper, scissors, say shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, say shoot.
Now it's on you.
It's on me first, man.
Yeah, boy.
All right, let's do it, man.
You got it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Here comes the resolutions. Yeah, I wanna get in shapes. Save a little more money. Maybe take honey on a few dates. Listen. You know you can't heal in the same place you got sick. My guy trying to check a chick in the same place you caught a lick. My guy, oppression ain't about intent, it's about results. Stuffing bitches in the vault. So many niggas with me thinking I run a call with a green blue hole. Big split full of mulch. Wife look like a skull. I like my chicks with a comma and my Hennessy by the gulp. Let's talk first impressions. Not in the club without a section. IRS wanna sit down, I put 10,000 on a Nexus, dog. Swiped it at a big breakfast. Wallet look like I'm sexist, dog. Pay my rent, got food in the fridge. Everything else is a blessing, yo.
Not enough hours in the day. Too many cowards in the way. Trying to get fatter with niggas that rather had a whole cow than a steak. I don't make resolutions, there's a revolution in the content of my membership. Swears God sent in my rhymes, pops call it devil music, I don't wanna roll with you. I don't wanna stand around and smoke with you. I don't see the holes with you old niggas. Being broke couldn't hold on to both of us. Cause if you never been invited into my barbecue, then I'm starving you. I'ma have the boys throw a white sheet over your body, something like a barber do. Money on my mind like Carter 2. Shake the fake, stay sharp and cool. Women looking at me like parts of tools. No hearts of fools, I got Arctic views. Life major, big rocks on my time changer. They come in lemon and lime flavor. Too black and loud for my white neighbors, No top charts, see me shining like cop cars. Rolling slow like hot dogs, try fuck groupies like rock stars. I just do this shit properly. She said my dick is community property. Try me on my worst day. Visit your grave on your birthday. It's Holly.
You are listening to CUNY Radio, a music podcast on the Erase Podcast Network. This is your favorite uncle, Corey Matthews.
And it's your boy, it's always your boy, it's Holly.
And we are representing Cool University on iTunes,
SoundCloud,
Spotify,
and the Anchor app.
If you have comments or questions, send your emails to cuniradio@gmail.com. That's
cuniradio@gmail.com.
We would love to take your comments and questions. A cool ass blog, blogging all the time. Hit the website for the flyest merchandise I believe paper could buy. Hey man, this is your favorite uncle, Corey Matthews, representing CoolUniversity.com.
Woo!
Guess who's coming to dinner? It's the house now. They heard that we're a winner. The word is out now. Guess who's coming to dinner? It's the house now. They heard that we're a winner.
This is the English Podcast Network, providing you with quality podcasts since 2016.